T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's talk to New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinest, joining us right now. Hey, Willie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. We'll talk about last Sunday's game in a moment, but I just wanted to briefly touch on this coming weekend. It stands the possibility of being the coldest game in Patriots history. You played in the second coldest game in Patriots history against the Titans. I'm sure you remember that playoff game. What was it like for you?
It was brutal, man. It was cold, you know. Of course, the ground was a little different then. It had frozen, and, you know, we didn't have the heaters and things of that sort under the field at that time. Technology has changed a little bit more, but it was cold, you know. So when you're a receiver or somebody, you're trying to catch a pass, or when you're hitting people, which I was on defense, so it was great for me. People were taking hit. We had a couple guys had to go to the hospital after the game because they had frostbite on their hands. So it was cold, man, but it was a good cold game for us because we were victorious.
Which position is it, receiver, that is affected the most, or is it another position, you think?
I think so. I mean, I really think so. Running backs as well, because if it's that cold, the ball gets a little numb in your hands, and people swipe at it and hit you. And when you're putting your helmet across the football, and receivers, when you're trying to catch a pass, and the quarterback puts a little heat on it, your fingers, you know, that's the toughest part, you know, in those type of games. It's your fingers trying to keep your hands warm.
I assume that you felt fairly confident about the Patriots against the Chargers. But if you did feel confident, I assume you also didn't think it would be as easy as it ended up being.
No, I didn't think anybody did. The Chargers came in as one of the hottest teams in the NFL, and they were playing great, especially on the road. But, it's always another level, you know, when you're playing in the playoffs. And I picked the Patriots to win that game. As lopsided as it was, I didn't see that coming.
Do you think what they did against the Chargers, they're going to be able to do against Kansas City? And by that, I mean Sony Michel over 20 carries, and then really targeting Julian Edelman and James White, sprinkling in a couple of other guys here and there, but primarily it was Julian Edelman, James White.
Yeah, well, I think what happens is when you go into those games, you try to find the matchups, and you know, you study tape and you see what the defense is giving you, and you know, as a Patriot, your role changes every single week. You know, I talk to the guys about that all the time. It all depends on what the defense gives you. That's what dictates the offense, and vice versa. You know, on the other side of the ball, on defense, it goes off of what the offense gives you. So everybody has a role. Everybody understands that there, and I think that's what makes that team so special. It's not about one individual. It's about what gives you the best chance to win.
I'm never surprised when Dante Scarnecchia cooks up a good game plan for his offensive line unit, but when I saw the job they did, particularly against Bosa and Ingram, they dominated that game the entire night.
They did, man, and I saw Dante before the game, and we always smile and I always say hello, and he's just amazing, man, at what he's able to do and how he game plans and how he gets those guys going. When he left New England, there was a big void, I think, on the coaching staff and on that team. He has the longest tenure there as a Patriot. He just grinds, man. He just grinds, and he does a great job of communicating with those guys and getting them fired up, and their technique is so good. You got to give them a lot of credit, man. They did a great job. Those guys up front for the Chargers can be disruptive, and they did a great job of keeping a clean pocket and opening up the running lanes.
Seems like every week we're talking about pass rushers on the other side, certainly last week with Bosa and Ingram, but the truth is Trey Flowers probably deserves to have his name mentioned with those guys. Doesn't have the double-digit sack totals that a lot of them do, but as far as his impact on a game, he's got to be right there with them, right?
I always say this, you don't really necessarily have to have the sacks, but if you can affect the pocket and affect the throw, calls incompletions, get the quarterback off the spot, make him uncomfortable. That's also a great pass rush. And sometimes we get so caught up in numbers, which are great. You want the numbers. But we get so caught up on numbers, we forget about the actual game and the impact of the game. If you throw away the stat sheets and the statistics and you sit down and watch a game, I don't know how many sacks. What was it, like three sacks or a few sacks in that game? Mm-hmm. But they affected the pocket so much more. It seemed like on every other passing play, Phillip was either getting moved off the spot, he was running out of the pocket, he had incomplete throws, he had to shortstop a couple throws because of the pressure. And those things don't show up on a stat sheet. So I think Flowers does a great job. I think that they had a great game plan going in. I think Hightower, Van Noy also did a great job on the Mike Will blitzes up the middle of the pocket, you know, which they had designed to get Phillip off the spot. And you got to be able to do that, and they did it. So I think the task this week is a little bit different because you're not going to be trying to flush Patrick Mahomes that much this week out of the pocket unless you're flushing him into a stunt that you got designed. You want to keep him in the pocket, try to make him throw from a tight pocket.
Patrick Mahomes may be as good at throwing on the run as any quarterback we've seen in recent years. What special challenges does he pose for a defensive lineman or linebacker, as you said, you know, trying to keep him where you need him?
Well, he throws from any angle. I mean, that's a tough spot. He's like a baseball player. Well, he is a baseball player. He's throwing the ball around linemen in different awkward positions. But, you know, the problem is when you have those type of quarterbacks outside of the pocket, 9 times out of 10 coverage breaks down on the back end because now he's moving. Now he has the threat of running the ball as well. So it just opens up a whole nother can of worms. So you got to be able to try to limit those things and make him do one thing. If he's running, he could beat you with his feet. And then once he starts to get in space, things open up on the back end. So when you give him multiple options, it makes it tough for a defense to cover that long. And usually the receivers uncover and make plays.
Bill Belichick talking about the problems with Mahomes yesterday said that if you're in the secondary, until Mahomes gets to the line of scrimmage, you've got to worry about coverage. Now, once he gets to the line of scrimmage and obviously can't throw, then it's different. But it really is that decision-making process for those guys in the secondary.
It is. And, you know, the other thing is he waits. He's so good at keeping his eyes, looking you off, and throwing opposite. You know, he doesn't seem like a second-year player. He's so mature. He's one of those very athletic. He's poised. Seems like he doesn't crumble under pressure. And, you know, he can make those last-second throws. We watch so much tape, and we show so many XOs of him getting out of the pocket. He's looking one direction to either move a player, move a safety, move a linebacker to uncover his receiver, and then he throws across his body or across the field. And he makes a dime. He throws a dime, an accurate throw. So he's tough in that way, too. So I think your best chance is just to keep him, like I said, bottled up in that pocket. That way you take away some of those options.
It's the four best offenses that are left in the final four teams here in the conference championship. Now, as far as points allowed defensively, the Patriots are the only one in the top 12, at least from the regular season. Do you think they have the best defense left out of these four teams?
Well, you got to carry that. You know, you got to carry that into the playoffs. And, you know, a lot of people were talking about the defense earlier on. And, you know, I would say this, you know, it's all about adjustments and finding things to make and finding different ways to win and, you know, schematically. And, you know, when you're playing against these great offenses, which a lot of people tend to talk more about these days, you got to go into these type of games and limit opportunities. You got to go in and force the offenses to kick field goals versus get in the red zone, which the Patriots did against, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs last time, which I thought was the difference. You get into the red zone three or four times, and you only get three field goals out of it and an interception. That's almost 28 points off the board against a potent offense like that. So still in possessions, turnovers and limited these high-flying offenses to field goals in the red zone is a win. So you got to pack your defense in the playoffs. You definitely got to pack them on the road. And I think more than these offenses being so good that are going to face Sunday, they're going to have to play good defense as well. And both of these defenses seem to be playing better now.
The Patriots just finished a perfect home record this year, including the playoffs. They won't play again at Gillette Stadium this year. But on the road, they've been 3-5. Does that indicate a team that's mentally tough to you or has problems with that?
Well, they struggled on the road. Everybody understands that. And you got to be able to make adjustments. But that was earlier in the year. You know, I think that they understand that. They've played on the road before in the AFC battle against Denver and other teams. We've been on the road against Pittsburgh. I know it's a different team, but, you know, what's important is you got to eliminate the mistakes. And a lot of things that happened on the road with this Patriots team was self-inflicted. Whether it's the false starts, whether it's the holdings or whatever, taking away big plays, whether it's bad technique or bad tackling on defense or mental breakdowns and communication defensively, a lot of those things they did to themselves. So you got to understand, it's great to win at home and things will be a little more settled, the crowd will be in your favor. Now when you go on the road, it's going to be different. Especially at Kansas City, one of the loudest stadiums and one of the more hostile environments in the league, you can't make those mistakes. You got to be in tune. You can't give a good team anything, and that's what the Patriots have won on consistently for the last decade. And I just think this year on the road, they were doing a little bit of that to themselves, hurting themselves, and you know it's hard. Like I said, once you get behind on the road against good teams, it's hard to come back and pull yourself out.
At this early stage of the week, do you believe the Patriots are going to earn another trip to the Super Bowl?
You know, it's a little early, like you just said, and I'm still breaking down everything. But from what I've seen Sunday, man, they give themselves a great chance to go in Arrowhead and play a competitive game and win. You can't predict these things. But I think that in order to do that, like I said, they're going to have to play good defense, and special teams are going to have to get some yards on a return game in a game like this that's going to be physical and cold. And from what I've seen, you know, last week, man, they look sharp. They look like they're ready to go. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Nobody thought that they were going to be playing that style of football on that level, giving them a chance. And I think when you count teams out, that makes them dangerous.
Willie, we always appreciate the time. Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.